You're with SBS Radio.
So you can hear in the background, we're here at Treglow Mounties, a very successful afternoon reunion of the first, second and third generation of Australian Slovenians. And with us, we also have one of the directors of the Mounties group, John Dean. He's also the treasurer, I believe, of the group. And he had some really good words this afternoon in his speech, obviously trying to make sure that we keep the Slovenian culture alive and the language alive. And we'd like to welcome you on SBS Radio on the Slovenian program.
Thank you very much for the welcome. But my speech, as you put it, was unprepared and it was something from the heart.
What do you see as, I guess, as the role here for Slovenians, for instance, in this club and keeping it alive? And obviously, we saw a lot of third and even fourth generation Slovenians here today. And we want to try and obviously do these types of functions a couple of times a year to try and get that next generation in.
Well, from a Mounties group's perspective, Mounties is a group of seven licensed clubs. The Triglav Club being obviously one of those, Slovenian background, as you correctly say. We also have Mekong Club in Cabramatta, Vietnamese background, and we have Club Italia out at Lansvale with the Italian background, as the name implies. Each one of those three clubs has an advisory committee, in the case of Triglav, headed by Peter Kroppe here, and they advise the Mounties board on specifically cultural needs of the ethnic background, which is Slovenian in this case. And they operate on a commercial reality. There's a budget provided to each of those clubs. They work within that. And their committee picks the various items within their culture that they think are worth supporting.
And we see that you support a lot of initiatives that we have, obviously the Slovenian Awards that we have every year, and got Misli as well, which is a journal that we have at the church, and other initiatives that we have in the community, obviously then funding a lot of things like the new cycling club that's been done recently, and we hear there's a new one coming, which is the scholarship to send some people to Slovenia to study Slovenian.
Absolutely. So the scholarship program is still being implemented throughout. It's done on with those three major clubs that I've mentioned in terms of ethnic background. The Italian one has now been going for at least over a year, and we're trying to amalgamate all of this into putting it into a really worthwhile scholarship. But the individual committees of the clubs, in this case Slovenian Club, they select the winning applicants, if I could use those words, which is probably not quite right, but those who I think are deserving. But it's important to maintain their culture, and so that's one of the criteria. It's not the criteria, but it's one of the criteria to keep the culture going, keep the languages going. I'm a fifth generation from somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I still speak English. Well, Australian English, let's say. We'll leave it at that. But I don't speak any other languages, and that's to my detriment that I don't have dual language capabilities at this point. He's working on me.
And you mentioned as well today that you'd been to Croatia. So obviously Slovenia will be part of that next trip.
Well, that's the plan, Slovenia. But, you know, I've only briefly been to Croatia and northern Italy. So I missed Slovenia on that last trip that involved that area. But from what I've seen, absolutely beautiful country. And I think made all the more attractive by the people within it. So we'll see how we go.
And what, I guess, message would you have for, say, that third or fourth generation Australian Slovenians that may be listening?
Don't forget your roots and keep that language going. Unless you want to run for federal politics in Australia, be careful of your citizenship.
Thank you for joining us today on here. And also we have the chairman of the advisory committee here. We have Peter Kroppe, and we might turn to Slovenian on this one and say a few words. Lepo popoldne, uspešno popoldne, veliko ljudi, takih, ki jih mogoče nismo videli že 20-30 let tudi, ne?
Ja, gotovo. Mislim, danes je prav dan presenečen. Ne moram reči, da smo pričakovali to, ker me je vse skupaj presenetilo. Ne samo mene, ampak večina ljudi. Tako da smo imeli kar malo težav urediti z rezervacijami, da smo lahko čim več ljudi povabili v klub. In med temi ljudmi, ne, se je pojavilo veliko število mladih ljudi, mislim, članov ali pa nečlanov, prijateljev, ki so bili nekoč povezani s klubom preko njihovih staršev. Moram reči, da sem srečal par od njih, ki jih nisem videl 30 let, tako da je že bilo malo težko jih prepoznati. Ampak z besedo smo se spoznali in malo pogovorili, kako je bilo prej včasih, in dobivam občutek, da se druga generacija nekako res prebuja. Ta druga generacija mogoče ne govori vsa slovenski jezik več, ne, ampak v sebi nosijo nekaj, kar se ne da kupiti, kar se ne da sposoditi, to je tista slovenska duša in srce, kadar ti nekaj veleva, da pripadaš nekemu narodu ali pa da se zavedaš tega, da pripadaš nekemu narodu, ki je prišel sem zaradi tega, ker so pač takrat njihovi starši iskali boljše življenjske pogoje. In danes je en poseben dan, zelo uspešen, od prve, druge, tretje, že govorimo o četrti generaciji, to je že skoraj težko zapomisliti, da je to sploh mogoče. Ne? In kaj je še zelo pozitivno, je to, da so med sabo res izkazali tisto dobročutnost, veselje, da so se srečali po tolkem času. Tam se je zbralo enih 5 fantov, tam enih 6 deklet, vse mi tja govorijo, se smijijo in obujejo spomine na tiste čase, ko so bili povezani za slovensko skupnost, za svojimi starši. In to jaz ne bom nikoli delil, ne, ali ne bo to Triglo, ali slovensko društvo, ali cerkev. Vsi smo Slovenci, vsi pripadamo enemu kulturnemu prostoru, z katerega izhajamo in tega nam ne more nihče vzeti. Lahko pa v to ne opozabo, če bomo brezbrižni in se ne bomo sami potrudili obdržati to, ker se ne bomo mi potrudili, pol se noben drugi ne bo za nas tudi ne. Se pravi, še enkrat, Tanja, hvala za to priložnost. Slišala si, kaj je povedal John. Imamo veliko zaslombo pri Mountis. Mountis klub je klub, ki je usmerjen za ljudi. In res daja od sebe vse, kaj je potrebno, da ostrežejo potrebam različnih, kak bi rekel, potreb. Ne bo to Klub Italija, ne bo to Mikong, ne bomo to slovenski klub. Torej, dokler bomo mi znali držati skupen jezik, pozitiven jezik in kazati, mislim, vse znake, da smo pripravljeni sodelovati na pozitivnem področju, pol, jaz ne vidim, da bi bilo kaj veliko problemov v bodoče. Je pa tudi zelo dost odvisno od tega, kaj bo zdaj od danes naprej, ali od, ne moram javno reči, od danes naprej, ampak od teh momentov naprej druga generacija od tega dobila ali začela sama v sebi čuti, da je res nekaj potrebno, da se nadaljuje ali da se jim bo zdelo, da je to vredno, da se nadaljuje in če jim bo to prenašalo nek podnočen in notranji mir in ponos.
Upajmo, da bo res tako, da bomo držali recimo to, mislim, družbo tukaj, ki smo to začeli, kot je rekel Branko, danes jih je pričakoval mogoče 70-80 ljudi in vidimo, če bo to uspelo, bo mogoče, ne, večkrat naredili, mogoče enkrat, dvakrat, trikrat v leto in potem se, ne, naveže te stike.
Je prav gotovo. To zopet se vrača v temo, zavisi od tega, kaj bo druga generacija potrebovala, s čem se bo znala ukvarjati in kaj jim bo to v resnici pomenilo. Ne? Ker če tebi nekaj pomeni, ti se pol potrudiš, da to obdržiš in ti se pol tudi potrudiš, da to daš nekomu naprej. Ker generacija ni samo prva, pa druga, pa tretja. Generacije že se rojevajo in kalijo 1000 let. Mi jih samo poskušamo nekako obdržati, izpopolniti, ker danes imamo kulturo, slovensko kulturo in avstralsko kulturo. Se pravi, mi ne moramo biti čisto izrazito slovenski, moramo biti tudi avstralski. Ne, ker smo avstralski Slovenci. Mi kot prva generacija smo danes lahko samo še bolj damo svoje nasvet nekomu, je pa treba tukaj poudariti, da smo zelo veseli in srečni, da med našo skupnostjo mladih že najdemo posameznike, ki izstopajo in ki čutijo, da je potrebno nekaj narediti. Od teh lahko navedem Brankota, Branko Fabjančič. Jaz se ga spomnim kot mladega fanta, ko smo še imeli iste šole osnovne in tako naprej. On je prihajal s tem z očetom, oče je bil karpinter, je delal tukaj prostovoljno in s tem se je on nekako ujel v to slovensko skupnost. In danes, kadar ga slišiš govoriti, ga ne da ga samo slišiš, ampak čutiš, da govori iz duše, iz neke notranjosti. Ne? In to je evidentno tudi pri tebi, Tanja, to je evidentno pri Lentiju, to je evidentno pri vseh, ki ste šli na to pot, da poskušate z svojim znanjem in z svojim delom obdržati to, kar je nujno, da se obdrži. Ne? pol imamo še tukaj Walter Schuber, on je danes tudi predstavnik Slovencev v Avstraliji, za New South Wales, je zelo uspešen, zelo razgledan, pripravljen pomagati, pripravljen tudi dati svoj prosti čas, je pa tudi treba povedati, da imajo za sabo tudi žene, ki jih podpirajo, ker če ni teh podpore, posameznik ne more uspevati, je obsojen na neuspeh. Ne? To, kar se je danes to zgodilo in kar smo danes slišali, je pač treba nekako skoraj zapisati v zgodovino. Življenje je sestavljeno iz trenutkov in momentov in danes je na takšen trenutek, takšen moment, ki vsaj upam, da ne bo šel v pozabo, ne, in da bo iz tega res vzklilo nekaj novega.
Hvala lepa za tale današnji pogovor in seveda za tole, ki ste danes pripravili in pričakujemo seveda na naslednje.
Upajmo, John, I hope that John will be present then as well. We change his name into Slovenian, now he's Janes, he's no longer John. Now we just have to work out what his surname gonna be. Tare John, thank you for coming. Thank you for supporting. Thank you, Mantis, to support all these activities. I must say, with you, as a club, as a board, as a Mantis, that cannot be bought. There is no money to buy that.
Well, thank you for the invitation to be here. It is appreciated. But I just see all the happy, smiling faces out there. That's what it's all about. sbs.com.au